Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We arise this night, Lord God, and this morning, Lord God, to stand and decree and declare your glory and your victory over all the wiles of the enemy. We decree and declare that you are the living God. We decree and declare that you are our hiding place and our tabernacle. We decree and declare, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we decree and declare, Lord, that we are the healed of the Lord, that we are victorious through your blood. We are delivered through your blood. We are prosperous, and we are redeemed, and we are the overcomers, Lord God, and we are your witnesses, witnesses of your healing, witnesses of your grace, witnesses of your mercy, witnesses of your redemptive work, redemption power. We are your witnesses, Lord God, of your prosperity. We are witnesses, Lord God, of your outstretched, merciful hand. And Lord God, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise, Lord God. And we thank you, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice even now. Prophets, open up the line. Let's pray over in the Holy Ghost.
And Father God, we come to you on this night just to say thank you for all the great things that you have been doing in our lives. Just to say thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your peace, God. Thank you for our families. Thank you for every breath that we take, God. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. Father God, we know that all things are working out. And Lord, you get all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Decree and declare, Father, truly, my God, this is a day of thanksgiving to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are the glory and the lift up of our head. And we thank you, Father, for your blood covering over lives, homes, and families, Father. We thank you for your release of your anointing, Father, upon our spiritual leaders, Even ask this to be born join and pastor and prophet that they will join us, Father. We thank you for the covering of Lord, of dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the, your shadow, Father, tonight. We thank you for you, Lord, your blood, my God, covering homes and your angels on assignment, Father, from coast to coast, from bar to bar, from shore to shore. We thank you, Father, for covering, Lord, the company of prophets, we covering, Lord, the nations. We thank you for your rights that get established within our governments, Father, those in authority. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of one accord. We thank you for the spirit of oneness with the Father, with you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the power of agreement. We decree, Father, that, Lord, miraculous occurrences will take place. We thank you for the miracle working power, Lord, you have already established in the life of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father. You're raising up strong. And even others, my God, you're touching, my God, as the balm in Gilead tonight. We give you glory, praise, and honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father Stephen Graham.
Yes. We place upon ourselves the whole armor of God in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus for protection in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that every member of Zoe Ministries is healed and whole in the name of Jesus. Father God, the Bible says in Exodus 15, verse 3, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to let the fire of God and thunderbolts of God destroy all satanic alliances in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the kingdom of God has come and the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak triple grace for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Zoe Ministries, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, and Archbishop Ebenard Jordan's vision to globalize the prophetic. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Next Prophet Yolanda.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. Thank you for his protection over there. Thank you, Father, for Cynthia Dawson. Thank you for doing complete. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Wonderful parents. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. Thank you for those who need healing in their body. Thank you for their finance. Thank you for giving them strength, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the elderly. Thank you for watching over them, for protecting them. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You worthy to be praised. I give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, for another miraculous day, Father. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to live. We thank you for the opportunity to create, Father. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to pray with one another again on this midnight cry call, Father. And we thank you for the leadership of Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord, their dedication to the prophetic, their dedication to the Word of God, their dedication to marriage, dedication to family, dedication to community and the church, dedication to the principles, Lord, that create a rejuvenation in the community, a rejuvenation in the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you for a better understanding, Father. Give us a humble spirit, Lord, to continue to understand, to continue to dig deep and to seek truth, Father, in your word, Lord, in your people, Father. Lord, give us a patience, Father, that passes understanding, Lord. Give us an opportunity to know others, Lord, and to learn from others, Lord, and to grow and to create a discipline, Father, Lord. And with that, Lord, we know it comes time, Lord, but as we also know, Lord, that you give seed to the sower, Lord, and as we continue to sow, Father, and that time pass, Lord, let that fruit yield, Father, that would pass generations on generations and generations of wealth from one another, Lord, with the fruits of our labor, Father. We thank you for each and every one of these saints on this phone call with a job and with an opportunity to create, Lord, with the opportunity to grow, Father. And we continue to bless each and every saint with the skills and the opportunities to create for themselves and their family, Lord. We bring this to you here on this Friday night. Lord, we thank you for all the encouragement, Lord, that we bring to each other as we pray together again on this phone call. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this time. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, in each and every one of us, Father God. We thank you for touching our leadership, all of our pastors and our bishops, Father God. Thank you for strengthening them, Father God, during this time. We thank you for strengthening them as they continue to do your work and do your will, Father God, even now, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for touching our elders, Father God, in our communities, Father God. Touch their minds, Father God. Touch their bodies, Father God. Give them strength, Father God, in this season. I want to thank you, Father God, for the peace of the Lord that surrounds us, Father God, and surpasses our understanding, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, even now, Father God, for creating inside of each and every one of us a clean heart, Father God. I want to thank you for watching our children, Father God, and covering our children during these summer months, Father God, as they come and as they go, Father God. I want to thank you for divine hedge of protection over your people, Father God. I want to thank you for healing and restoration, Father God, even for your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia, Father God, in your son's masterful and mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Next prophet, Darlene Gray.
Hallelujah. And Father, we give you the glory. We give you the praise for your outstretched hand and your loving kindness and your tender mercies towards your people. We lift up every prayer request. We lift up every prophet on the line and every family that's represented on this call tonight. All those who said, pray for me. Lord God, we touch and agree for your miraculous power concerning every situation that's lifted up. We decree healing and deliverance. We decree, Lord, restoration and repair. We decree, Lord God, jobs to be released. Not just any job, Lord God, but well-paying jobs, Lord God, over and beyond expectation. Jobs that are not even qualified for, God. Bless your people. We destroy every glass ceiling and we release the power of prosperity upon your people this night. And in the name of Jesus, we lift up our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and we speak strength and refreshing anointing, Lord God. Lord God, just give them rest and, Lord God, just relief. Lord God, send your help. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the help that's needed, Lord God, and relieve the burden, the pressure, Lord God, and allow your people to come and stand with and to stand in right alignment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and use their hands to work and to labor in the vineyard, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare for our sister, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, miraculous healing, Lord God. We thank you for the other 55% of her heart being revived and renewed and strengthened in the name of Jesus. We open those blood vessels, Lord God, and we breathe, Lord God, oxygen into her blood, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, just as Ezekiel prophesied to the dead bones, we prophesy to her heart and command it to hear the word of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for deliverance and breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen.
Prophet Stephen Brown.
Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you, we glorify you, we magnify you. We thank you today, O Father, that we can come boldly into your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts by means of the blood of Jesus. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that you continue to raise up men and women, Lord God, with your heart and passion in witnessing and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. And I pray today that you would open opportunities for prophets and lay members and the body of Christ in general to share the love of Jesus Christ, to minister. Father, we pray today that strongholds are broken, that the anointing has increased, that it makes it easy in sharing effectively the word of the Lord, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that men's heart would be saved. And Father, we pray for not only Zoe Ministries, but we pray for other ministries that are connected, Zoe Ministries Atlanta and other ministries and parachurch ministries that are connected to this ministry, that are churches will grow, that there would be a surgence of the power of the Holy Spirit, that there would be an outbreak of the power and the anointing and the demonstration of your love and of your might in our congregations, oh God, that we will impact our societies, oh God, that we will have an impact in areas and communities where there's been higher rates of suicide and violence, oh God, and injustices within our systems, that you would raise us up to meet the demand, oh God, in those areas. I pray today, oh God, even in Zoe Ministries, we thank you for a thriving, flourishing ministry, oh God, full of young people and young prophets. We thank you today, oh God, as the ministry grows, not just only physically, but spiritually, oh God, men and women and children, oh God, full of your love and grace. We thank you today for the power and the anointing of God resting upon the master prophet and our leading lady. And I thank you today that you're raising up evangelists and teachers and missionaries, oh God, and prophets to proclaim your word and demonstrate the kingdom of God as here now in the earth. We thank you for the liberating power of the Holy Spirit, breaking the chains of bondage, breaking mental slavery, breaking the back of poverty, oh God. And we thank you today, oh God, that you're continuing to raise up men and women who are submitted to your will, submitted to your purpose and cause. Cause our hearts to thrive and to be in pursuit of you, oh God. As Jesus said, our meat and our drink is to do the will of the Father. Father, cause a zeal in our heart to burn in our hearts for souls, oh God. A zeal in our heart, oh God, to minister to the most difficult ones. A zeal in our hearts, oh God, to minister to those that are broken, those that are abused, those that are going through life-changing challenges. Bring us to a place, oh God, of submitting to your will and getting the job done. And we give you glory and we give you honor and praise that the Lord of the harvest, he is gathering souls into the kingdom in this hour, and we bless you for it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for obedience. We thank you for structure. We thank you for discipline even now, Father God. Thank you for every life here on the line, even on tonight, Father God, and allow peace to reign even in our homes, even now, Father God. Allow your agape love to show forth in us. Order our steps and give us your traveling mercy as we come and as we go. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Next prophet, Prophetess Jonita. Prophetess Jonita. All right, Prophetess Alice Jackson.
Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for granting us peace on this morning, Lord. And we thank you for this prayer line and for each and every prophet and each and every listener and each and every person on the line. Thank you, God. Bless them and give them the desires of their heart. Thank you for the company of prophets, Prophetess Deborah Jordan and Prophet Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan. Thank you, God, for their vision, and thank you for the work that they do. Oh, God, help us to support them, to lift up the hands, the arms of the Master Prophet, and to support him. Thank you, God, for the covering you've placed over this ministry and over all of us, God. Thank you for Poem. Thank you for the leadership. Thank you for your mercy and your goodness, God. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender grace. Thank you, God, for your work that you're doing in our lives, God. And I ask you, God, to give me a praying spirit and a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you, God, for your cover. And I ask you also to look upon the doctors and nurses in the hospitals who do such a work, God. Help them, bless them, and give them the mind to do things right and to not spread germs and disease, but to be mindful of what they do, God. And I also ask you to look upon the occupational therapists and the hearing therapists and physical and speech therapists and all of those who are working in the hospitals. It's such a busy place, God. And look upon Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and bless her. Bless her in her body. Give her strength. Bless her heart. And give her peace in her mind and even in her family. Bless her people, God. And bless those who are sick and shut in and hurting And God, bless those who are emotionally disturbed and those who have mental problems. Touch them, God. There's so many people. But God, we know that you are a healer. And I thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we just give you honor, honor in thanksgiving, Lord God. We give you honor, Lord God, for what you're doing and continue to do in our lives. I thank you for the peace of God and the mind of God that's upon each and every one of us, Lord God. And I pray that as you continue to walk by faith, that you would meet us, Lord God, where we are. We thank you that the glory continues to shine above us and through us, Lord God. May your word be manifested in our lives each and every day. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for our shepherds in this season. We ask that anointing continue to flow. In your mighty, precious name, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name. We want to thank you for being a lamp unto our feet, O Father God. We want to thank you for just letting us be a remnant in this season, O Father God. We want to thank you for the fresh aroma that we are smelling that you're sending down to us, O Father God. We want to thank you for just blessing the sick and shut-in, O Father God. We want to thank you for the leaders of this great nation, O Father God. Anoint them afresh, O Father God. Give them a new vision. Give them a new sight. Give them a new hearing, O Father God. Lord God, let their hearts beat to your drum, O Father God. And Lord God, we just ask that you continue to bless the Master Prophet, O dear God. Bless Pastor Deborah, O dear God, that they will continue to do your will, O Father God, that they will globalize the prophetic and bring everyone together, O Father God. Lord God, we just ask that you bless the company of prophets that are represented here on tonight, Lord God. We bless the people that are listening on here on tonight, O Father God, that you will bless their homes afresh, O dear God, that you will break the chains of poverty, O dear God, that you will give us infinite abundance, O Father God. We declare and decree that it shall come to pass in your season, O Father God, and we decree and declare blessings over our children as they prepare to go to school, O Father God. These blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake, and we thank you for obedience. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Prophetess Joy Hartley.
Amen. 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 Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. And we thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, O God. God, we want to thank you, God, for increase in our faith and our love, O God. And we want to thank you, God, that you are our constant helper, God. And God, we thank you, God, for protecting all those who love you, God, their family, their children, their loved ones, and all that friends and family around them, oh God. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you, God, that our thoughts be fixed on you, oh God. And we thank you, God, that our words and our actions reflect our love for you, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. We thank you, God, for healing from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And we thank you, God, for quietness and confidence and strength that comes from you and for all who loves you and wait on you, God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God. And thank you, God, for keeping our enemy under our feet, oh God. We thank you, Almighty Power One. In your precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Prophet Shanita. Prophet Shanita.
All right, Father,
go ahead.
Father God, as we come before you once again, Lord, we thank you for the grace and the mercy that endures forevermore. We thank you for your grace and mercy that has brought all of us on this line through, Lord. Thank you for the healing of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and all of the people who are sick and shut in this very hour. But in the very hour of power, Lord, we know that you are there for us in our time of need, and we know that you do supply all of our needs and make the provision and make the way, for you are our way maker each and every day. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your forgiving us of our sins, and we thank you for the change and the turnaround and restoration. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father, we just want to thank you for this morning. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for traveling mercy, traveling safety. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you send your angel ahead of us to bring protection, to bring provision, and to bring safety. Father, we lift your name up high because, Father, you said in your word, if I be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. And, Father, make us living examples of your word, walking, breathing examples of your word. Allow your word to begin to manifest in the lives of your people as never before, Father. Father, I pray for each and every individual that is on this call on this morning. Father, lead them and guide them, Father. Father, let them know, Lord. Bring certainty and assurance in their life and in their heart, Lord. Let them know, Father, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Let them know, Lord, that you're the author and you're the finisher of their faith. Let them know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you and you alone are perfecting everything that concerns them. Father, let them know that you're the God that makes no mistakes. Let them know, Lord, that you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our Jehovah Raphael. You are the God that is more than enough, Father. You are the God that provides everything that we have need of, Father. And, Father, any need there might be on this call on this morning, Father, Father, I thank you already in advance that it's already been taken care of in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord, according to your word, that all of our needs have already been met according to your riches and glory. Father, we thank you right now for wisdom. We thank you for strength, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus right here, right now, that the walls that divide us is coming down. The walls of jealousy and hatred is coming down in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, that you are bringing to pass your word in and through us. Because, Father, it's in you that we live and move and have our being. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice and choose to give your name praise and thanks, Father. Father, we thank you right now that you will lead us and guide us as we move about this day, Father. And, Father, whatever is due us, Father, we thank you in advance that it shall come unto you. We thank you for favor. Allow this day that we walk into. It will be a day of favor, a day of grace, a day of wisdom. Father, we thank you right now that you're causing right connections to cross and come about our path. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's not like you, Lord. And Father, we say, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Everything that is for you, let it rise up and give you glory. But everything that is contrary, let it fall down to the ground and die in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give your name praise. We thank you for our children. We just give your name thanks for everything, things that we understand. Understand things that we don't understand. We give your name the praise because, Lord, we say that you and you alone is in control because you are our good shepherd. You are the one that leads and guides us. Father, we give your name praise and thanks for everything that you're doing and that you're about to do in and through our lives and through our families and through our relationships and through marriages and businesses. We give your name thanks, Father. Father, we thank you because you said in your word, let the sick say, I am healed. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. We lay claim to your word, and we say yes to that word. We come into agreement with all your promises because we know that all your promises are yes and amen, and we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. All right, we just give God praise. Thank you, family, once again for coming on the call. A lot of great things are going to take place in our lives, and I just want to stand in agreement, family, tonight. Let us not become weary and well-doing, but let us continue to stand, because even as the word of God has proclaimed and said, after we have done all we know to do, we don't give up, we don't throw in the towel, we continue to stand, because we know that our redemption draws near. So people of God, family, I love you to life. I thank God for you for standing with me, giving me the strength when it looks like Deborah, nothing has happened. But thank you for your stance. Thank you for your love. Thank you for saying yes to prayer in times like these. And family, I'm just trusting and believing God, if you can only see what I'm seeing, that there will be a day that we will have hundreds of individuals on this call praying, but we got to keep our stance and stay true to the purpose and call of God. And I just thank you once again for partnering with me and saying yes to what God is doing in this hour. Amen. Because we know what the Bible says, it's my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray that we will hear from heaven. And in times like these, we are going to hear what thus saith the Lord, not what man's circumstance, but what God is saying. Amen, amen. So I'm going to decrease so that I don't know if it's going to be Prophetess Bethany or Prophetess W.E. to take over and give forth the announcement. I know tomorrow, well, later on today, we're going to have a powerful conference call, and you need not miss what God is saying. The Master Prophet has already started sending out text messages. So if you want the Prophet, the Master Prophet to text you, listen, call in to listen. I need him to text me. I need to hear what he has for me. So please call in our 888 number or just text us and listen. This is the number that I need to be texted on. Amen. So who do I release this portion of the call to? To the Prophetess Bethany or Prophetess W.E.?
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Prophetess Bethany. I love you to life, peace, and blessing, family. Amen. You can give the announcement as to what will be happening on tomorrow. Love you all. Peace, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Amen. We love you, Pastor.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye, Pastor.
Good night, A.E. I love you.
Say, love you, Pastor.
I love you, Pastor.
I love you more. All right, this is our young, soon-to-be prophetess in training.
Amen.
Amen. So good night, everyone. We love you to life. Peace. Have a great
good night.
In the Lord.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And everyone, I just want to remind you, join us, as you heard, our Pastor Deborah, our leading lady, 9 a.m. for the conference call. It's going to be powerful. And check your emails. We are winding down. There is a time limit. And so you want to make sure you are in the loop of what is happening in the Law of Abundance season. Amen. So make sure you check your email from our Master Prophet. Amen. Are there any other announcements?
Yes and yes, Prophetess Darlene Gray here. Every night at 9 p.m., the temple guards are praying. We're standing in the gap for our Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and even fasting those who are able to fast with us. So Prophetess Evelyn Lilly has sent out the blast to all temple guards, and we need all temple guards standing with us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Any other announcements? Okay, well, people of God, we'll see you back here on this line. Happy Saturday, right here at 9 a.m. sharp Eastern. Okay, God bless you. Make sure you do not forget, check your email, Law of Abundance. There is a timer, a countdown. You want to make sure you are a part of what is happening. God bless you all. Love you all to life. Peace. Have a powerful, wonderful, magnificent, perfect Saturday. God bless.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.